Here we are then. It's 6 minutes after midday. You're with Vectis Radio. It's now time for the lunchtime social debate, and we've got lots to talk about, but we've got an old friend on the phone. Hi, old friend.
Hi, mate. You all right?
It's Tony Bray. How are you?
Hey. I'm very good, thanks.
Now, we're desperate to know, because we had a very brief conversation about 2 hours ago, and Dame Shirley's got a question for you.
Okay, go on then.
What was her question then?
Come on, what did you ask me just now?
I don't know.
You said, he's had a baby. He's had a baby.
Have you had a baby, Tony?
No, it's a granddaughter.
It's a granddaughter, Ian. You got it wrong.
So you're a granddaddy then?
I am, but this is Sarah's first grandchild, and it was her christening yesterday.
Oh, you've inherited a grandchild.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
That's right, yeah. Well, Ian's got it wrong. He thought that you'd had a baby.
You had a baby. And I've got to be honest with you, there was no surprise there.
Yeah, well, no.
Tony Bray's had another one. I mean, no shock there at all.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're all fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all right. Shirley's not been too well in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so I understand, but she's back at work today.
I'm back. You can't get rid of me, Tony.
Well, you live next door, so...
Oh, God,
yeah, he tries.
So if those people that have just joined us and tuning in for the first time, Tony Bray used to work at Vectis Radio and was here for, crikey, almost since the beginning.
Yep.
And then last September, October, you basically met somebody before then, and you moved to Telford.
Oh, yeah, I'm in Telford now, yeah. And I'm in Shropshire.
So, thanks for pointing that out, because I didn't know where it was.
Oh, we and I knew that. Dear me.
So you're doing all right up there in Telford then?
Yeah, it's good. I've got a full-time job, which is nice. And unfortunately, I'm not... I've taken the day off today because there's been a bug going around the family and I don't want to take it into work. So I thought I'd tune in to my old friends in Vectis and have a listen. So I rang you this morning just to...
Oh, that's nice.
And, there we go. Talking to you now. It's lovely.
Well, it's great to hear from you. And I mean, it's really nice to know that your life is, going in a different direction and a nice direction as well. And I mean, you've left so many good memories behind, with the swimming. I mean,
yeah.
I know you were the butt of many jokes, but I mean, what you did was a fantastic achievement.
What did you do, Ian?
You can't remember.
No.
Didn't he ever tell you?
No, I never heard about that. Are you doing it again this year, Tony?
Yes, on the 27th of July this year.
Right.
We've actually got... It started in 2013 there with just me and three friends.
That's right.
Last year we had 22.
Yeah.
This year we've got 60 swimmers.
Good grief.
What, they're all going to swim across the Solent all at the same time?
No. You can only have 24 on the Solent at any one time. So on the 27th of July we've got 24 swimming from the island to the mainland, and then... when the tide turns, we've got 24 coming back the other way.
Oh,
and then
that's brilliant.
In September, we've got whoever can't fit in the July swim, we're doing the same thing.
Smash him.
Wow.
All for MND, which is great.
Yeah, we raised £16,000, just over £16,000 for the Isle of Wight last year. So we're hoping for, obviously, a lot more this year.
That is fantastic.
Have you got a date yet?
27th of July and the 21st of September.
So it's going to be a warm one, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Well, warmer, hopefully.
So are you in training again?
Yeah, I've been training, but there's no beach up here, so it's a bit of a problem.
Oh, you have to go to the pool then.
But there's a lake not far, about an hour away, so...
So you haven't put the weight back on then, Tony?
No, not all of it.
You've been leaving off the beer, have you?
Well, occasionally.
You've got to have some fun.
Of course, he has.
When you first did the first swim, you lost so much weight.
Oh, gosh.
But it was so, so serious. I'll never forget. It was a really funny time. I think it was Christmas time.
Yes.
Max and I were having our Christmas party, and she brought in some food, some nibbles and stuff, and we said to you, come on in, Tony, and grab yourself a handful of peanuts. And there was a reason for it, because they were like really, really hot peanuts. They were trick peanuts. and you came in the first time, and you said, no, I'm going to be strict. And then about half an hour later, you came in and we said, come on, Tony, let yourself go a bit. And you grabbed a great big handful of peanuts. And it was me that said, Tony, just take one. Just take one.
That would have been a disaster, wouldn't it?
The temptation to eat food like that, yeah.
So I had a whole year of no beer, no chocolate, no cakes.
Because we can remember you as being quite sort of a big chap, and then you lost so much.
At one point, so.
You lost so much weight. Yeah. You were fantastic. I do admire you for doing that.
Yeah, but you've got to live a bit. You've got to, you know, enjoy your beer and a few things. You can't just not do anything.
Yeah, but
at all.
So many people put the weight back on when they lose it, don't they?
I mean, it depends how you do it. I mean, I did it over a year, and I'm about 16 stone now, instead of I was 14 and a half when I finished dieting. So,
oh, blimey,
put a bit back on, but you know, I'm still okay. And yes, you know, I met Princess Anne last February.
So come on, spill the beans on that. Why did you meet her then?
Well, you remember the ice bucket challenge?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that started in America, and then there's a group of four or five of us that brought it over to the UK, and we set up a Just Giving page for it, and we set ourselves a target of £500. It just sort of took off, really, and it ended up raising 7.1 million for MND. So,
how much?
7.1 million.
Good grief.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, massive. And so there was a reception in London where Michael Ball was the compere, and Princess Anne was the guest of honour, and we all got introduced to Princess Anne because she's a patron of the Motor Neuron Disease Association, and it was a massive thrill, I have to say.
God, I could remember doing that ice bucket challenge. It was awful.
You did it on a rainy day. Don't you remember? You did it on a rainy day. It was chucking it down with rain anyway.
It was, yeah, yeah. And when my husband did it, I thought he'd had a heart attack. Yeah. He really worried me.
Yeah, but it did matters for the charity. You know,
wasn't it good?
Great for awareness and things like that. And,
yeah.
It was just a big thank you. And, there was loads of people there. That was 90 guests. And they were all sort of people with MND or people that have been involved with the Ice Bucket Challenge, and she just came along and met us all, and it was a fantastic evening.
So, what did she do? You get to ask her a question? Did she ask you a question?
Yeah, she told me that it's much easier to catch a ferry.
Great incentive. Royal family, it's easier to get a ferry, mate. Hey?
Why did you swim that route? That's the longest. she was right. She's really nice. Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Not posh at all. Very, very. Down to earth. Lovely.
Well, we'll all have to come and see you go off again this year.
Yeah, well, I'll be swimming to the island leg.
Oh, I see. So, right. So if we're all at the island to meet you.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, the 27th of July we'll be coming back. I'm down at the end of this month to do my trial swim. So.
Oh, right. Well, if you pop in and see us, then we can.
Hopefully I can. I mean, time's ever so limited, but yeah, hopefully I'll pop in. It's a Saturday, so, I mean, you guys won't be in there on Saturday, will you? But there'll be somebody there.
We don't work Saturdays, Tony.
No.
We try not to work any other day.
We'll come down and see you, Tony. Let us know when you're coming. We'll come down to the studio and see you.
Yeah,
we'll throw you some fish. when you say you're having a training swim, what does that entail?
We've got to swim. To actually qualify for the swim, you've got to be able to swim 5 kilometres in less than 2.5 hours, and it has to be independently assessed.
Right.
Where'd you do that then?
Ryde, in the waterside pool in Ryde.
Oh, okay.
And that's basically 200 lengths.
200 lengths?
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've got, 200 lengths. How big's the pool?
25 metres.
25 metres, 200 lengths. And how long have you got to do it in?
In less than 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours? Oh, crap.
2.5 hours. I mean, it should be doable.
Crikey.
But, I mean, I've done it before, so I don't think it'll be a problem. But, you know, the key thing is you can't let people attempt to swim across the Solent if they're not fit enough to
do it. That's right, yeah.
You'll be walking across that water soon, Tony.
Walking on water.
I know it quite well.
Well, this would be the third time, but you'll be going in a different direction. Was that,
Will
that faze you at all?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Because that's kind of, you know, that's kind of weird, and it's kind of like walking backwards, isn't it?
Yeah, but I wanted to cross back to the island last year, but I couldn't. I couldn't get the support boats and everything. So this is something I've always wanted, to swim back to the island. So.
Yeah, because there'd be more of us there to meet you back.
Well, it'll be
as well.
It'll be nice to finish on the island.
Yeah.
It is actually a more difficult swim to swim back to the island, so because the currents are a little bit stronger.
Right.
So it'll just be a different challenge. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you'll have so many people egging you on this side that you'll do it. Yeah,
it'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be smashing.
Do you know what? Just I think it was just after Christmas. It was a film that came out with
The Theory of Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was. I thought of you a lot then, because obviously there was a lot of publicity going down, and you just thought, what a great thing to highlight. You know, the fact that and it was huge all round the world, and obviously where the guy won the
Oscar
as well. Do you think? I mean, because now it's kind of gone quiet. It's you know, how do we pick it up again? How do we make people aware?
Well, there's always stuff going on. You know, I actually went to the premiere of that up in Leicester Square.
Yeah.
Was invited up to that because of the work that we do for the charity, and we met the actors and things like that, and it's just fantastic. The work we do as a charity will always continue, because there'll always be people that need us, so we just carry on with it. And, you know, we've had the Ice Bucket Challenge, we've had The Theory of Everything. There's another film coming out, well, it's already out with Hilary Swank, it's called I'm Not You, which is over here soon, and that's about a lady who's got MND and her carer, or ALS as they call it in America. So there's always things going on, so we just keep driving.
Do you think, you know, because they call it two different things in two different countries, do you think they ought to just name it and then leave it? Because otherwise it gets a bit confusing for people like Shirley.
Well, motor neurone disease is a name for a group of diseases that are similar. ALS is one of them, and it's the most common type, and that's what it's been called in America, and we're not going to change that, so we just have to educate people that ALS is actually one of the four conditions of MND, and I don't know, I think there's probably about 13, 14 people on the Isle of Wight with it, and I was in Shropshire because I'm now vice chairman up here.
Yeah, they're still doing things on the island, because all washed up are playing next week for them somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
Down the riverside,
I think. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
I'll be there for that.
Oh, you're coming down for that?
Yeah.
All right.
When was that?
Yeah, I think it's next week, isn't it?
24th.
No, is it? 22nd. 22nd.
It's the 22nd. Yeah. Yes,
yeah, you wouldn't know, would you? I mean, she was watching the Grand National on Saturday and didn't realise that an horse had died.
Well, a horse did die at Ainsley, but it wasn't in the National, it was at an earlier race.
Don't say
there
that.
There you are.
Don't say
Ian.
That. She didn't know. She would never have known.
I knew I was right. Thank you, Tony.
She just had to look it up.
Thank you very much. He's been taking the mickey out of me all morning over this.
I was leading her to believe that she was crazy.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
Now then, which leads us on nicely to one of our topics. Now, you're obviously knocking on 60 now, aren't you?
I'm closer than I am to that than I am to 21, yeah.
Yeah. My 50th is in a few, just a few weeks, really.
Yeah.
So, do you remember what you got by way of a present on your 50th?
Yeah, absolutely. There's only one present, two presents I remember. One I forgot very quickly, which is a bottle of whiskey, and the other one was a ring that my mum bought me for my 50th. It's the only bit of jewellery I've got.
And you still got it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I wanted, really.
See, that's what I've said to the wife.
Why don't you have a ring?
Well, I did say to the wife, that's one of the ideas.
Through your nose?
Through your nose, yeah. No one would notice, would they?
No.
Something that the wife could pull me around on. Yeah.
Put a lead.
Come on, tea's ready. Get your nose in there.
I tell you what, have your tongue pierced.
Oh, no.
That's a bad idea. How old are you these days,
pierced,
Tony?
I'm
56 this year.
56. So you got a few years off your 60th, yeah?
Yeah.
So did you have a party on your 50th?
Not really. Just went out for a meal. There was a group of us that went out for a meal. My family live on the mainland, but I didn't have much of a family. It was not a big family, but I think you should have a party, and you know lots of people. You've got lots of mates. I'm sure they'd both come.
Tony, I'll do the gags, all right?
Oh, no, I'm Tony's friend now.
So, what about this job, Tony? How's it all going up there?
Oh, it's great. What I do is I'm involved with financial planning, but I'm a paraplanner, which basically I do all the research and write the reports. And I work for quite a nice large brokerage up in Shrewsbury. We look after, I'm allowed to say because it's advertised, we look after the League Managers Association, so quite a few of our clients are people that you'd know.
Crikey, really?
Yeah.
Great. How great is that? So you're really rubbing shoulders with royalty and football managers.
Yeah. Well, I don't see them. I just look after their bits and bobs for them. You know,
their bits and bobs?
Stuff. Yeah, pensions and stuff. It's great. It's really, you know, it's an eye-opener, really.
Mm, good for you.
And you're enjoying it?
Yeah, loving it.
And you're missing us, though.
I miss a lot of things about the island, but the one thing I do like about here is if I want to go somewhere, I can just get in the car and go.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we popped up to Barnsley.
Barnsley? No one goes to Barnsley, do they?
Well, I've got a friend up there, Ian Pratt. He lives up there. I popped up to see him on bank holiday.
Oh, he's the one who's got M&D, isn't he?
Yeah, I went to see him, and it's just it's a couple of hours' drive, but you can be that long just getting off the island.
That's right,
can't you?
That's right, yeah. Still, we don't want a bridge, though.
No, absolutely not.
No, we do want a bridge. That's the next debate.
Or a tunnel, maybe.
A puddle?
A puddle. A tunnel. No, because you won't want to swim across then.
it's still a challenge. It's good up here because you can do that, but there are lots of things about the island. It is a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And you're surrounded by wonderful beaches and lovely countryside.
And nice people.
Yeah, and some really lovely people there. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, it'd be really, really good to see you when you come down in a couple of weeks' time. And so look us up, give us a shout, and
we'll
go out for a beer or something, Tony.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really, really good to hear from you. And congratulations on being a granddad.
Yes, not a dad.
Again, not a dad, yeah. We just saw Tony's putting her back again. No surprise there, are you? That's why he had to leave the island in the first place.
All these people chasing me off, yeah.
Thanks for being there, Tony.
No problem. Speak to you later.
Good to talk to you. Take care.
Yeah,
Bye. That was Tony Bray. What a lovely bloke Tony is. I miss Tony.
We do miss Tony. I know, I do, yeah.
He was with us for a long, long time, and I say, and then he started getting into the radio thing, and he started doing his own show, and it was, you could see, and that's why we set it up, so that other people can have a crack at doing radio, which is a wonderful thing. I mean, look at you. I mean, you're a 70-year-old granny, and there you are. Did you ever think 5-6 years ago you'd ever be doing radio?
No way.
And there you are. You know, I know you've had a month off.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, you didn't get sick pay, but
I don't get pay anyway. Now, come on.
we're talking about a number of things. Okay, one of the before we go into the first break, we'll talk about the 50th birthday thing. Shall we do that first?
Why don't you have a ring, Ian? Thinking about it, a piece of jewellery.
Well, do you know what my wife? We had a conversation last week, and I've got two rings. One's a wedding ring. One's an engagement ring.
Yeah.
All the other jewellery that I had, I got rid of, sold right at the beginning of Vectis Radio because I had to sell it all to make do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's kind of, recently I got my scooter back. I bought a scooter.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, do I want to go back and get myself a gold chain?
Mick's got a ring at home that don't fit him. It's too big for him at the minute.
Right.
But it was valued at £450.
Really?
It was. It was one of his dad's.
Good grief.
But it's too big. It keeps falling off. Well, it was too small, so he had a piece put in it, but it's too big now.
It's
just laid on the side in the house.
I'll
sell it to you if you like.
How much for? 20 quid?
500.
500. Judy Smith says she went to New York. Fantastic place. I don't think the funds are going to stretch to New York, but they might stretch to Ride. Zoe Thompson says a skate party with John Cattle Skate Club. Perfect way to celebrate. Do you know what? I saw John. Now, John Cattle is, he looks like Richard Branson.
Right.
Okay, so he's got the beardy thing going on.
Yeah.
And this guy is like a whiz with a skateboard.
Ooh.
He's the best thing on a skateboard that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And yet, when you see him, you just think he's a little old bloke. You know, he's about my age, roughly. And you just think, how can you get on that? And it's really, really funny. And, he's nice bloke, is John. Zoe says, are you having a Pan Clan disco? Because I used to do the discos at Pan when I first started out in the school, and they were called Pan Clan discos. No, I'm not. David Ryan, I love your helpful comments. I will give you an interesting tour of Amsterdam. I look forward to that, and that sounds like a whole load of fun.
Just you by yourself, you mean?
Jenny Saunders says that she went on a chocolate making class, had a party, and I'm going away on holiday celebrating style. Mac, it's the only way. Ali says, I booked my husband a flying lesson at Sandown Airport for his 50th, which he loved. He flew the plane all over the island. How great would that be?
Well, I went in an Islander and I sat beside the pilot.
Yeah.
And he let me have the controls for a little while. He says, would you like to have a go? I says, yeah, yes, please. But we went down. So I says, oh, quit, you take over.
Did your life flash before you?
It did a bit,
That kind of appeals, actually. That really, really does appeal.
You could
appeal.
Do it. You could go to the Bembridge Airport, they used to do it, and Islanders, and you could get an Islander flight.
I don't need to fly it. I'm happy with somebody else flying
Well, you could sit beside him, and you might be able to have a little go.
As long as I've got a parachute as well, because
I
want to be on the safe
parachute.
Side. I want to be on the safe side. Joanne Brady says, go to Dublin. Philip Pyro Petty says, better than flying lessons. How about wing walking? Yeah, you'd like that, Phil.
I can see you on a...
You're after my show. Darren Fandangnino says, Eurostar to Brussels and then up to Bruges in Belgium. A nice romantic city break for you.
Yeah, go see
and the missus. Beer, culture, sightseeing and relaxation. Mm. Anything that involves my wife will not be relaxing.
You've got to go by yourself.
Hi, who's this?
Good afternoon, yeah.
It's Arthur.
Have you got the giggling geriatric in there today?
The giggling geriatric is back.
I've
been telling her about your poems, because you've had a field day with her shingles, because there's so many words that rhyme with shingles,
there
isn't
is.
There?
Have we got on to the one about the Pringles yet?
Can you do it?
Oh, it's always one. Oh, bless her heart, as long as she's all right.
Yeah, I'm okay now. Thank you, Arthur.
Good, good. Do you know what? I am within a stone-chucking distance of you, and believe it or not, I cannot pick you up on my portable hand thing today.
Oh.
Just no signal down here in Newport today for some reason.
Well, you
reason.
Should have come in then.
It should have been easier to come in, yeah.
I'll tell you what, it would have been easier. The time I spent trying to find it on here.
Yeah.
But as long as you're all right, what are you talking about today, then?
Well, a number of things. We're talking about my 50th birthday present. Ooh. Now, I'm not hinting or anything like that. It's just that, you know, do you remember... Because obviously you're slightly older than me. Do you remember your 50th? Do you remember what you got as by way of a present?
Yeah. I got Arsenal winning the FA Cup and a shirt to go with it.
Really?
Brilliant. So, yeah. I'm trying to work out when that had been. Is that when we played United?
Yeah.
It would have been. I'd have given away your age now.
So I'm after, for this year's 60th birthday, after the same thing.
Ah, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you've got to get in the final first.
Well, I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's a wish list, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could get something to do with Arsenal, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could do, yeah.
Yeah. A ticket to go and see them or something.
Yeah, we could have a joint ticket.
That'd be like hen's teeth at the moment.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but they'll be like, hard to get hold of and expensive as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I've got a much better idea.
Yeah, go on, Arthur.
Get in
I
the
think
team.
Shirley should go down to the joke shop and get a French maid's outfit.
Then what do we do?
Just for the hell of it. It would make us all laugh.
What, parade down the high street?
Well, the thing is, you see, once you stop laughing, everything will be moving for about the next half hour, wouldn't it?
You are horrible. Do you know, you're worse to me than Ian has been this morning.
Really?
Yes.
And that's
I can't believe
something.
That.
I don't know.
So, to be fair, if you're going to have a 50th birthday, I think that's probably that's a milestone. For most people, it's something to be happy to achieve.
Yeah.
After that, everything, unfortunately, is downhill.
Everything
so
goes
you don't
wrong.
Want to start worrying about them after that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's when you've got to start taking the tablets after that.
Yeah. 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 That's why you rattle when you walk, isn't it, Sharon?
Yes.
I was going to say something else there, but...
No, just be careful, you're live
polite.
On air.
Yeah, yeah. In case you've got any young shavers in there with you, see?
He does need a shave.
Yeah?
He does, dreadfully.
Well, Glenn Annette says that I should have a vasectomy, some liposuction, and a trip to Bruges. It was lovely.
Brilliant.
Mm.
Well, oh, after your vasectomy.
Yeah, well, if you're going to do the trip to Bruges, I would certainly recommend the vasectomy first.
First, yes. Or if you go to Amsterdam.
Oh, no. My wife had to wear dark glasses when she was getting on the plane coming home from Amsterdam. She thought people might think she'd been there for some other reason, you know. I enjoyed the history of it. It's just that there was strange people in shop windows keep smiling at me and waving their fingers.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Funny thing is, Shirley, one of them looked like you.
You are horrible.
They cater for all tastes there, you know.
I know they do.
Our other subject, by the way, was the Grand National. Do you have a flutter?
Only if I get up in the morning I'm still alive.
Right. Okay.
No, I've never gambled on anything in my life.
Never had a bet?
Oh, that's the one. We always have a bet on that one.
And I'll tell you for why. When I left school as a reasonably cocky and leery 17-year-old and went to work on a building site, they all played cards at lunchtime. And to see the way them guys handed over their money on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And I looked at the little bit that was in my wage packet and I thought, I'm damned if I'm going to give you some of that on the turn of a card or whatever a horse is going to do or, you know. And it kind of sort of put me off any form of gambling. I don't do any form of I don't even do the lottery these days.
Don't you? No.
You know, I mean, my granddad loved the horse racing. You know, he loved a fag. He loved to go down the road and beat somebody up and come back, have a fag and watch the horse racing on the telly.
I like watching the horse racing on the telly.
Yeah, but I can't honestly find anything interest. I mean, I'll probably get slaughtered for saying this. I don't even like horses.
Oh, they're lovely animals.
I can't be honest with you, Arthur. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Oh, they're beautiful.
My wife goes horse riding every week, and she comes home and tells me about the stories of what she's done. And I'm thinking,
creatures.
They're a beast of burden. That's all they are.
Oh, they're lovely animals to watch. I love to see them on the telly.
Yeah, but what do they do? I mean, I used to work spotlighting on the Horse of the Year show every year, and I used to fall asleep. It was so boring.
No, I've been to the Horse of the Year show, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, and I mean, even the dogs. I used to work on the dog racing at Wembley.
Yeah.
My job was to turn the stand lights off when the hare come round the first turn.
Yeah.
And turn the stand lights back on again when it went past the finishing line around the last turn. If there was 8 races, you'd get a card to know what's coming on.
Yeah.
And me and my mate, we'd just say, oh, I reckon we'll pick that dog. And I'll tell you what, out of about 8 races, I might pick 7 of them that would come first or second.
Yeah.
And do you know why I used to pick them? I used to pick the dog that was going for a lash before it went into the trap.
When we went to the dogs, they nearly all did that first, went and emptied their bowels before they start to race. So you look to see which one's done it, and then you bet on that one. Yeah. See, I put that nicely, didn't I?
I tried to watch the racing on Saturday, and it was full of idiot women all dressed up like I don't know, like they've just come back from Spain.
Oh, no, come on, they're beautiful. They're lovely.
There was nothing beautiful about that.
Some
that
of
looked
them were.
Woeful to me. And I mean, so all the blokes had an Irish accent or a Liverpool accent.
Yeah, they do, Irish, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to Chester, but if you ever go to Chester when Chester races are on, you will see the worst people in the whole world. You've not seen anything till you see how the great and the good don't contain themselves on the night after Chester races.
It is
unbelievable. You think of the worst thing you can think that somebody in a cocktail dress and a man in a suit could possibly do in the street.
Yeah.
And they did worse.
Yeah.
A load of rabble. You know, they should all be swept up in a dust cart and taken down the tip and left there.
See, I'm with you again on that, because I saw some pictures. Like, I mean, it's like loads and loads of chav, short skirts, cleavage and so on. They're all drunk, sat on the floor, and you just think, I know you're having a good time, but it just looks blooming awful. It really does.
How many of them actually know that the horse they're watching anyway?
Well, they don't.
Or if you're looking for perhaps somebody in a couple of colours, well, you can see one bloke in green and yellow, and then another bloke in green. Which one is it? Who are we looking for?
Yeah.
And you know virtually certainty that one of the horses to get seriously injured, hopefully not die, but seriously injured.
You're breaking up a little bit, but
it's all right. Someone's trying to call me at the same time.
Ah, that's and, what it is. Then.
Oh, is that
I'm not
young
having
lady?
Anything to do with it.
It's yeah. that young lady. You'll be careful.
See, I always struggle with that. You know, watching them because they've got the most ridiculous shirts on, haven't they? These jockeys. Yeah. And if you're colour blind, you can't work out who's who, can you?
Well, I
want
the
thing is, right? Every year they have to drag the tent out around a horse on the turf, don't they?
Yes.
There was one this year on the chair turn, apparently.
Yeah, but a horse on the Grand National itself didn't die this year.
Well, they certainly had the thing out, the old tarpaulin was out.
I've just been told that he didn't die. One of the other races he did, but not the National.
Right.
So Ian's been on at me all morning, because I watched it
and
I didn't see it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have known anyway, would you?
No, well, I didn't see it, no.
You fell asleep halfway through, didn't you?
No, I didn't fall asleep.
I mean, did. I even tried to watch the boat race.
Oh, that is boring.
My dad and my mum, because of their relevant... My mum comes from the Cambridge area, and my dad had relations with Oxford. So every year they would bet each other a couple of bob as to who would win the boat race.
They always used to.
And if my mum lost, my dad would force her to hand over the money, you know?
But years ago, they always used to watch it, yeah.
Yeah,
you might want to rephrase that though. Your mum had relations with Oxford.
Relations with Cambridge, dear boy. Cambridge
is more upmarket than Oxford. But it's boring, isn't it?
Most of them aren't even Binky and British, are they?
No.
They're probably Americans and Canadians.
And didn't the women do a race this year, the first time ever, made history?
Well, they did, but I've got to say, they cut off when the women threw their cocks in the river. Look at that.
Boom, boom.
Traditional.
Yes, I saw him thrown in the river, the man cocks.
Yeah, well, I didn't see the women's cocks thrown in the river.
No, did they not throw her in?
It was probably because Claire Balding was so busy talking that they didn't cut to it.
You've got something about Claire Balding, haven't you?
Do you know what? One of the funniest...
No.
One of the funniest things I've ever heard was a guy that used to read the news. You may remember him, Justin Gladys. And he was talking about the Olympics. Mm. And he came out with the quote of, something about the cockless fours. He was talking about a race that we were doing well in the Olympics, and it was the cockless fours. We fell about laughing. And do you know what? He came out of the newsroom and we said, we had a good laugh at you, Justin, the cockless fours. And he went back in an hour later and made the same mistake.
Yeah. You see, it kind of points you back to a better time. Things like the Carry On films, when, you know, innuendo, they're not actually saying anything that's wrong, but you can laugh because you get the double entendre, don't you?
Yeah.
But you see, these days you probably find somebody would take serious offence to that, and they'll have to change the flipping bloke's name who's to guide the boat, won't they?
Yeah, so wonder they haven't changed it before now. Yeah.
Well, it don't even sound any better if you say the full word, does it?
Coxswain, isn't it?
Coxswain.
Isn't it Coxswain?
it's sort of pronounced coxswain, isn't it? You know?
I thought it was Coxswain.
W-A-I-N
at the end.
Sounds like you sound something you go to the doctor for.
Would you look at my coxswain?
How did you know his name was Wayne?
Hey, look, Arthur, glad to know you're there. And we'll hopefully see you soon.
Look after that old dear in there.
I'll do my best.
I'll tell you what, we had dinner with her yesterday. I'm still paying the price now.
No, it was lovely, Arthur.
Thanks for being there, Arthur.
You take care.
See you later.
See you, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, it's almost 20 to 1, and if you do want to comment on the Grand National, do you have a bit of a flutter? Did you have a flutter this time? The wife won £50 on the sweepstake.
Yeah.
So we might get a Chinese at some point this week.
Well, you might do.
We're also talking about the 50th birthday. Do you remember your 50th birthday? What present did you get? Mine's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. Maggie's been in touch to say, learn to drive a steam locomotive. Kelvin Curry loved doing that. So driving a train. That sounds like fun, actually. What are you laughing at?
All you've got to do is sit there and
choo-choo. You've got to do that choo-choo. You've got to wear that hat, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, do you mean a steam train?
Yeah, you've got to shovel in in the coal,
that
wouldn't
is
you?
It's harder because you've got to sort of look out the side, haven't you?
It's not like you're going to. It can't be difficult, though, because you're not going to turn left, are you? You're
no,
on
you
the same track, aren't you? Someone else controls that, don't they? There
you
must be something more to it.
You've got no zebra crosses or anything, have you?
Did you see that? This morning they showed there was a cycle race in France. And one of the lead cyclists just about made it across the track, and there was a load of cyclists then coming the other way, yeah. And then all of a sudden this train went through, and it was lucky that nobody got hurt. So there must be more to it than that. Adrian Brewer says we're now organising a wing walk from Bembridge in August. sign up now. Yeah, sorry, my birthday's in June.
Would you do a wing walk?
No, absolutely not.
No, I don't think I would.
Absolutely not. Sandra Campbell says Amsterdam. Damn, get on your push bike and go window shopping. Can I have some vouchers?
Yeah.
Give me some vouchers and I might think about it. Karen Neal says, my husband bought me a car, had champagne in the boot, lots of balloons, think you deserve a VIP trip to the Emirates Stadium. That's a great idea.
Wow,
I'm liking
yes,
that one.
Yes.
Philip says, no one goes to Amsterdam for a bike. They go for the drugs and prostitutes. Thank you for pointing that out, Philip. I've had a sheltered life and wouldn't have had a clue. What else have we got? Keelan Nuttall, who celebrates her birthday on the same day as me.
Oh, right.
On the 4th of June, but she's not 50. She says that she's about... what about a bouncy castle and some ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the garden.
The mess that will make, okay? Laura Chandler. Now, is that a friend of yours?
Yes, my Laura, yes.
Is she still a friend of yours? Because
yes,
you fall out with a lot
is.
Of people, don't
no.
you?
No, I don't.
Give it time, Laura. Give it time. For my 40th, hard to believe, looking at my profile picture, I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, actually. I made a list of 10 things. Now, this sounds interesting. Like a bucket list, I'm guessing.
Oh, right.
I made a list of 10 things I would like to do before I am 50.
Yeah.
Some of them are not costly. Some of them are very simple. Just things that I would like to happen or do. Why have one thing when you can have so many?
Right.
But there's no list of what she wanted to do.
Oh, she hadn't told you?
No. Any ideas what she what's on her list?
No. I'm going to have to find out and I'll let you know.
I think that's a great idea. We should maybe give her a call. Caroline.
Well, I'm going to make a bucket list.
Well, Carol, hurry up then, because you ain't got long left. We thought you were on your last legs in the last month. Caroline Diamond says, how about giving up supporting Arsenal and supporting Manchester United instead?
Wow.
Caroline, I'll tell you something now, it'll never happen. Kate Mitchell says, Mum and her twin got tattoos on their 50th.
That's an idea. Have a little tattoo.
I did think about this as well.
Yeah, have Lucy tattooed on your arm.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that, just in case.
No, well, have Mum.
No, I couldn't do that either. Just in case. Didn't hurt. Mum's on her shoulder. James was on her back. Both just small ones, but coloured. I got a tattoo a few months before my 19th last year on my inner arm. Burning sensation, more than pain.
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't go in for pain. You know, well, it's not so much the pain. I ain't scared of that. But I don't see the point in having a whacking great tattoo on your arm.
Have a small one.
Where would you put it?
What?
Where would you put
it? Somewhere where only Lucy can see it.
No, see, you never. See, it's not just. See, that's just silly and selfish, isn't it?
No, it's not. You, it's personal.
You were on about someone. Like I thought, oh, I'll have a couple of eyes on my bum cheeks. But then no one else, everyone else sees it, but you don't.
Well, I can. I can do that one.
Well, there you go,
best.
But I don't see it, do I? I don't feel the benefit. What's the point? I don't get that at all.
All right, well, have a little one on your wrist.
Yeah, no, all right, okay. Richard Valvona, I'll put it on the list. Richard Valvona says, what about a personalised number plate? You could have Mac 1AN.
Yeah.
But it will have to have your name back to front. That's all right, because when you spell out Ian Mac... It, as an anagram, it can spell maniac. So maybe that will
have brilliant.
Maniac one. He's dyslexic, don't worry. Also, Mac 50 may work too. Jules Jenner says, go away for a romantic weekend with your wife. You both deserve it. You don't know my wife. Jules Jenner, we used to go out together.
Oh.
I made a mistake letting you go.
Oh.
Back in 1979.
Stop it, Ian.
Marnie Glover says it's mine next year, but go and get a vasectomy. That will massively improve your sex life.
What are you saying? I don't even know who you are. That sounds like you know how good I am.
Well, you sound obvious, but you sound as if you're a
I've never had any complaints. I'll improve your sex life, mate. Go and get one of those. Well, mess with you, improve your sex life once the bruising's gone down. Good luck with your sex change next year, Molly. Teresa Garland says, Pan Clan Disco sounds good. No, let me get the one thing straight. We're not doing Pan Clan Discos. Jeffrey Hughes has been in touch. Obviously not that Jeffrey Hughes.
He's not with us
because he's no longer with us. But both go on holiday, Brighton or Majorca. She goes to Brighton and you go to Majorca. And Ali Pritchard says, go on a cruise from Southampton. It's easy. Okay, you pay for it and I'll go on it and prove how easy it
is. We'll have a collection for you, Ian.
And Alison Bacon's been in touch as well. A baby grand piano.
Where are you going to put that?
I don't know. I can't even play the piano. Can you play the piano?
No.
I can't even do chopsticks.
Oh, I could do that.
Well, you come round and play on my grand piano anytime
you
like.
Where are you going to put it?
I don't know. Down the garden? I don't know. How big is it?
They're huge. Are they? Grand pianos. You know, with that shape.
We'll have to get rid of the telly, won't we? Hey, look, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more. It's, it's 14 minutes away from one.
Oh,
good
gosh,
grief, that went quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Quick break, we'll come back. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
The Mid-Morning Show, sponsored by Hamilton's Fine Foods for quality beef, pork and lamb at the best price. It has to be Hamilton's Fine Foods. Call them now, 01983-526-098.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's James Pickett from Arriton.
Setting up costs was reasonable. The people who came to do it came when they said they would and did what they said they'd do. It's fast and it's a revelation to someone who's had spent 10 years down a one megabit BT line.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240-240.
WhiteFibre.com.
24-month contract required. Fastest speeds available in all cabled areas.
This year's Walk the White will be the 25th anniversary. It's on Sunday the 10th of May. There are numerous walks. Bembridge to the Needles, 26.5 miles. Bembridge to Carisbrook, 12.5 miles. Carisbrook to the Needles, 14 miles. And the Flat Walk, Sandown Bay Academy to Shide Trees. This year's Walk the White on Sunday the 10th of May. Walking to raise money for the Earl Mountbatten Hospice. More details are on www.iwhospice.com.
Sponsored by Isle of Wight Feet in Shanklin. Isle of Wight Feet help people with foot problems and footwear. My dad's chiropody surgery is in Shanklin, or he can visit you at your home. Call 864444 or search iwfeet.co.uk.
Are you ready, Boots?
The Castle St Helens. Superb self-catering accommodation in St Helens, open all year, just a short walk from the beach. Full details, including availability and offers, can be found on our website at www.sthelenscastle.co.uk. It's also the perfect place to book if you have relatives coming to visit you on the island, with special rates available for bookings made from Isle of Wight addresses. Contact us on www.sthelenscastle.co.uk or on 01983 875 993, that's 875 993, to book your perfect getaway on the Isle of Wight. Also see the Facebook page for the castle for more details.
Care Learning Centre offers high quality training in real workplaces, giving an authentic working experience. They also offer a functional skills scheme to help with young people's essential maths, English and ICT skills. Get in touch by emailing info@carelearningcentre.co.uk, visit www.carelearningcentre.co.uk or call the centre on 01983 533 993.
Why not come and spend a day in Key Art's fantastic pottery studio down at Jubilee Stores? On Thursday 28th of May from 10 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. you can join tutor Claire Robinson and learn how to work with clay to make your own fun creation. Your work will be glazed, fired and ready to collect 2 weeks after the workshop. Places are free for children aged 11 and 12 years old. Book now to avoid disappointment by calling 01983 822 490. For further details, visit Key Art's website, www.keyarts.org.
Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance, saving lives across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. Flying 7 days a week, 365 days a year, our helicopter is called out many times a day and we can reach anywhere within the Isle of Wight, including the helipad at St Mary's Hospital, within 20 minutes. Funded solely by donations, we rely upon the generosity of the public to keep us flying and saving lives. To see how you can help, please check out www.hiow-airambulance.org.uk.
Fretbuzz.net is the place to go for all the latest music reviews, news, photos and more, covering island bands to established acts from across the globe. The guys at Fretbuzz will give you their unique view on the music world. As well as music reviews, Fretbuzz now offer bands and musicians a range of promotional services, from photo shoots, video show reels to advertising and features on the site. It caters for all budgets and requirements. Just call 07576 138 337 today for more information. So whatever you're looking for, visit us at fret-buzz.net for all your music needs, or find us on Facebook by searching Fretbuzz Music Reviews.
Oh, hang on, something should have happened then, but it obviously didn't. You're listening to Vectis Radio. It's 9 minutes away from one, and Dame Shirley, there's your boyfriend's on the phone.
A young man, is it?
Yeah. Oh, young man. It's only Keith. Hi, Keith.
Did she jump?
She did. I'll clean up afterwards. Don't worry.
Oh, good, mate. That's good. Yeah, this will pop round her a pad. Yeah. How are you, Shirley?
I'm okay now. Thank you very much, Keith.
Now, look, can we talk about your condition or not?
Yes, I don't mind at all.
Was it right what you said? Your shingles?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. What's going on? There's everybody, well, not everybody I know, but there's a hell of a lot of people I know. They've gone down with shingles.
That's because Shirley didn't keep it to herself.
Well, I've never had it before, and I've never known anybody to have it before.
No.
Do. I have heard it was painful.
Yeah, it's up in the elderly region as well. The seeds have got it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a horrible, horrible thing to have.
I know. And also, did you get affected by that dust over the last few days?
We didn't see any dust.
And
my car was plastered, and not only that, I've been coughing and spluttering. And also, several of us have had this sort of cold bug back again, and we've had nosebleeds.
Really?
So what's that all about?
That's scary.
Yeah.
Well, my son is bad asthmatic, and we really thought that he was going to sort of affect him, they kept saying on the weather, but it didn't at all.
Is that the nice son?
They're both nice. The school teacher son, yeah.
It's like a cold symptom again. I don't want to be too horrible and crude and brash, you know, it's lunchtime. But the actual, your nasal passages are so crusted up, it's a hard job to breathe.
I saw you put that on Facebook.
I know. What's all that about?
Well, you see,
we missed that. We didn't get any. Because they made a big thing of this in the news about the dust.
Yeah.
And stuff,
they did. They kept
careful.
On. Yeah. And I thought, a few years ago, we had on the top of the cars, it was like a red
that's
covering.
Right. Yeah,
but
yeah,
we didn't get it, did we?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, literally, everything was plastered in this dust over here.
Yeah,
again.
I think we missed it.
And horrible. But the bit I was more concerned about is the this breathing business and this cold business.
Yeah.
And the nosebleeds. That's what, you know, are we being attacked or something or what do we know? We just don't know. They won't release any details on it, will they?
Do you know what I find really, really scary, Keith? Because we've had this conversation before. All of a sudden, that stuff that was coming across, they mentioned the day before it might happen.
Mm.
Now, if it takes until the day before it's actually picked up, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
But when they say it's going to happen, and it's going to happen on the Isle of Wight, and it doesn't, but it happens elsewhere, that's even scarier because they don't have a clue, do they?
No, they don't. You could do it anywhere, anytime.
So if they don't have a clue...
They sort of said the southeast, didn't they? Mostly,
and they're saying, Sherry, that it's some sort of industrial pollution. But then they say it's sand that's whipped up in the air from the desert and the Sahara.
Yeah,
like you say, they ain't got a clue what it is.
No, and that's a worry when they only detect it a day before.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you think what's coming down on our planet? Mm. At some, I know that there are special pieces of kit, machinery, call it what you will, that keep an eye on things that maybe will come into our atmosphere and may cause us a problem. I mean, we've all seen that film where there's a double impact where some big things heading towards the planet, and they do something about it but they knew weeks and weeks and weeks in advance this stuff blows up all of a sudden. By the way, you're going to get this. It's only just come on our radar.
Yeah,
so it's a worry.
I don't want to scaremonger or anything, but regarding the IS smashing up all these religious artifacts and whatnot,
That's awful, Keith.
Absolutely dreadful. What's the world coming to?
I know, it's awful. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Absolutely crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you going to have done then, Ian? Tattoo boys?
Well,
vasectomy, isn't it?
I'm not having a vasectomy.
You're not.
Affected me, did you say?
I'm not having a vasectomy. I've already said to the wife, I'm not having a vasectomy, just in case. I mean, if we ever split up I can have another child somewhere else.
Yeah.
At 50, fine, yeah.
Why not?
Well, that's not... Did you hear yesterday about this woman in her 60s, apparently, who's expecting triplets?
No.
Good on her.
She's already got 13 kids.
Oh, bloody. She's doing it for the family allowance, isn't she?
I honestly don't know. So you're not going to have a vasectomy then, mate. And I heard Phil suggest you have a wing walk.
Yeah, no, yeah. That ain't happening. I don't like heights.
And I think he had ought to have a piercing somewhere.
Yeah, but a tattoo.
A piercing?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Anywhere.
When were you? When you were 50, did you get something special for your 50th?
Yeah, cancer.
Oh, Keith. Oh, that's not good. Oh, no.
No, you've got to laugh at it, haven't you?
Of course you have.
I'm still here.
Are you still here at the age of 80, aren't you?
No, I didn't do anything. We obviously, like I said, I fell ill and whatnot, and sort of went out the window. But make sure you do something, Ian, because it is a turning point.
Well, I honestly think he should treat the neighbours to something, don't you?
No, I heard they're a bit dodgy, aren't
they? Yeah, very.
I've heard that they put strange things in dustbins.
Yeah, they do.
The strange things in dustbins.
I've heard those rumours as well.
I heard the paparazzi went through their dustbin, didn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, you two look after yourselves.
And you, Keith.
Thanks for your call, mate.
Catch you soon. Yeah,
cheers,
bye.
Mate.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, it's 3:01. That's just about it. Your old man's just turned out to walk you home. He's not your carer.
No, he's come
days,
to drive me home.
Did he have to?
I haven't got the energy, Ian.
Haven't you?
No.
You've been flapping them gums today, haven't you?
If I'm sat down, but as soon as I stand up, my legs start to wobble.
Do they?
Yes.
So, can I just read out a few more of these messages for the 50th birthday ideas? There's just a few here. Go on a cruise, Southampton Baby. I've done them all.
I've done them all.
So there you go. Yeah. What do you think? I think it's either going to be an item of jewellery.
A tattoo.
I'm still working on a tattoo. Maybe a personalised number plate for the car.
Yeah, maybe a nice ring.
Maybe a nice ring.
Yeah.
But I think I'll probably go for something else.
I suspect you will.
Yeah. But I don't know what yet. People keep asking me. There's a few ideas, and I'm going to weigh them up. So.
Well, you're going to have to find out how much money your wife's got first.
Well, let's see.
Just start saving.
Let's see. If she ain't got enough, then obviously be a different wife in place by the time, possibly. Anyway, look, it's almost 1:00. You got to go. We got to make do. We got to make way for not make do. We got to make way for Kevin Wilson.
For Kevin,
he's a lovely fella.
He is a nice chap.
He's a very fine actor.
And there was
as well.
A lovely write up in the County Press about him the other day.
Yeah, and he promises to pay it all back.
I don't think he heard you.
Let's leave it there. It's 1:00. Thanks for being there.